3. In fact, Mordred gave Walter O'Dim far too much credit, but isn't that a trait of the young, perhaps even a survival skill? To a wide-eyed lad, the tacky tricks of the world's most ham-fisted prestidigitator look like miracles. Walter did not actually realize what was happening until very late in the game, but he was a wily old survivor, tell you true, and when understanding came, it came entire. There's a phrase, the elephant in the living room, which purports to describe what it's like to live with a drug addict, an alcoholic, an abuser. People outside such relationships will sometimes ask, "How could you let such a business go on for so many years? Didn't you see the elephant in the living room?" And it's so hard for anyone living in a more normal situation to understand the answer that comes closest to the truth. "I'm sorry, but it was there when I moved in. I didn't know it was an elephant. I thought it was part of the furniture." There comes an aha moment for some folks, the lucky ones, when they suddenly recognize the difference. And that moment came for Walter. It came too late, but not by much. "You won't shit on me, will you?" That was the question he asked, but between the word "shit" and the phrase "on me," he suddenly realized there was an intruder in his house. And it had been there all along, not a baby either. This was a gangling, slope-headed adolescent with pockmarked skin and dully curious eyes. It was perhaps the best, truest visualization Walter could have made for Mordred Deschain as he at that moment existed. A teenage housebreaker, probably high on some aerosol cleaning product. And he had been there all the time. God, how could he not have known? The housebreaker hadn't even been hiding. He had been right out in the open, standing there against the wall, gape-mouthed and taking it all in.